And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to stand behind this honorable holy pulpit in front of your people, in front of God's people, to bring a word. Thank you very much for that honor. Father, we just come to you this morning. I come humble before you, Father, asking you to remove anything in me that's flesh and replace it with your spirit. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. Amen. In John 8, chapter 2, the word says this: early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. So Jesus gave me the opportunity, and I'm going to follow his example and sit down and teach. So I'm in the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, fathers, for being here. Thank you, fathers, that are being online. And with the day being Father's Day, it's a great time for us to reflect what it means to be a father. As I was calculating my time of being a father, I realized for the past 47 years, I had one of the greatest joys of my life in raising my daughter. It hadn't been easy, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. While Father's Day doesn't get the same amount of fanfare as Mother's Day, we know the role of a father, and in some cases, grandfathers, is critical to our children's lives. So let's take a moment and reflect and celebrate fathers. This includes not only fathers, but grandfathers, stepfathers, and future fathers. I want to share with you this morning five characteristics of a godly father that's taken from the Word of God this morning. So the first scripture I want to look at, share with you this morning, comes out of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians 5, 25. And it's from the NIV version. And it says this: husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So the first characteristic of a godly father is that a godly father shows sacrificial love. A godly father shows sacrificial love. And you're probably wondering, if we're going to talk about fathers, why am I bringing up husbands? This verse highlights one of the most important things about being a father, the important role of heading the household. If you are married, you must show your wife genuine love. In your home, your wife is not just your wife. She is also the children's mother. When we realize that, as we look back, as we realize that as men, this will help us learn one of the greatest lessons on fatherhood. How you love your wife will not only affect her, but also affect your children as well. If you are a father of daughters, how you love them and their mother will help them define love and how it looks and feels. Your love for them will help them see that love does not come with a condition, nor is it selfish. Love means you are responsible for the household and take care of those under the roof. I have a daughter. And very early on in that relationship with my daughter, I realized that I would be the first man she would ever love. The way I loved her and the way I loved her mom will leave an everlasting impression as she gets older and hopefully finds a love on her own. I have learned from hearing and talking with other women whose fathers were absent and how it caused them to seeking men what they did not receive from their fathers. If you are a father of daughters, how you love them will help position them to have a healthy relationship as they grow up. One thing I did with my daughter as she got older, was that from time to time I would take her on a father-daughter date night. We would go to movies, we would go to restaurants, and when I say a restaurant, I don't mean McDonald's and Burger King and Chick-fil-A. I mean, we went to restaurants. We went to fancy restaurants where she had to dress up with a pretty dress on and nice shoes, and I had to wear a tie sometimes. I took her to nice places. I want her to really show her how a man should love a woman or treat a woman. And she'd tell you today that her first date with one of her boyfriends, he said, I want to take you out to eat. She says, I'm not a McDonald's girl. I'm not a Burger King girl. Take me somewhere nice. And he did. So what we do and how we love them affects their lives, that's what I'm trying to say. For fathers who have sons, the same thing applies. You are to teach your sons how to love and treat women. One day your son may get married and have a wife of his own. Would you want your son to love his wife the way you love his mother? Just think about it. Answer that question. If you can't say yes, you have some work to do because you're setting the wrong example that will follow him for his life. Hopefully, if he should marry, he will love his wife as Christ loved the church. And how wonderful that would be if he did that because of your example. And for single or divorced fathers, nothing changes. While your children's mother may not be under your roof, you should still show the same kind of love. Always remember, your children are watching. And while you may not have everything, as many opportunities as a divorced father or a single father, make sure you set the right example when you do. So as fathers, we ought to show unconditional love, unsacrificial love. Which brings me to our next scripture, found in Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Godly fathers are to be teachers. I got a picture up here I want the media to show, two pictures I sent in about teaching. That picture right there is my picture of my father and my daughter. And my father was always buying stuff. Always buying the newest tools and everything. And there he bought a little container to put small screws in with drawers. And each drawer had a separate container. Well, she was helping him. And show the next picture. That one, he had trained her what to do. So the next one she did on her own, training a child as to what to do. So your child's education is not the responsibility of the schools or the church. Those are just supplements. Kids only spend 8% of their childhood hours in school, only 8%. And only 2% in church. Meaning they are learning from you 90% of the time. So it's the primary job of parents to train and teach. As fathers, we need to spend time teaching some everyday life skills and to get them off the computer games and the cartoons. As my daughter grew up, she would follow me around to see what I was doing and would ask, may I help? She became my helper at a young age. She learned how to paint, build things, even a little bit about working on cars. And I tell you what, she's not a bad fisherman. Even today, she is showing the skills that she learned as a child. She's remodeling her own house. We were up there over the weekend. She had showed us what she had done in her kitchen. Training a child, teaching a child things is what we're supposed to be doing. Training up a child in which way to go is less about reading, writing, and arithmetic or life skills, and more about learning God's word. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 7 says this: "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, when you walk by the way, and when you lay down, and when you arise." We are to teach our children God's word constantly. We are to diligently teach the kids the word, what the word of God means, and how to live out that word of God. That's part of the 90% that we teach our children, not just their life skills, but the word of God. Children are always learning, so we should be always teaching and living it out. So as godly fathers, we ought to show sacrificial love. We ought to be godly teachers. And then thirdly, in Romans 2, verses 21 through 24, it says this: "Well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? When you teach others not to steal, do you steal? You say it is wrong to commit adultery, but do you commit adultery? You condemn idolatry, but do you use items stolen from the pagan temples? You are so proud of knowing the law, but you dishonor God by breaking it. No wonder the scriptures say the Gentiles blaspheme the name of God because of you." You as a godly father, according to this verses here in Romans, a godly father provides an example worth following. You cannot be a godly father unless you live out what it means to be a godly man. That's because although kids may fail to do what you say, they rarely fail to do what you do. And no matter how much you try to teach them something, they will unlikely listen if they see you doing the opposite. They are little hypocrisy detectors. That's the truth. They really are. And even if you don't say anything about it now, it will definitely show up in their behavior later. They won't behave because they don't believe. So we have to be careful about what kind of example that we live before our children. So we must be example leaders. On the other hand, if you do live out what you teach, your children will benefit. Proverbs 20, verse 7 says this: "The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him." In 1974, there was a song written entitled "Cats in the Cradle." Now, I'm not going to go over what the title means because it's a long story behind the title. But it's about a son who followed his father's example. Now, as you listen to these words, ask yourself, are you providing an example worth following? These are the words of the song. "My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he said, I'm going to be like you, Dad. I'm going to be like you. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me how to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And as he walked away, his smile never dimmed. And he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, I'm going to be like him. He came home from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, I would really like, Dad, to borrow the keys to the car. So see you later. Can I have them, please? I've been long since retired, and my son moved away. I called him up just the other day, and I said, I'd like to see you, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I had to find some time. You see, my job's a hassle. My kids got the flu. But it's been sure nice talking with you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking with you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he grew up to be just like me. My boy was just like me. So ask yourself, what kind of example are you leading for your, are you leaving for your kids? What kind of example are you teaching them? So we must show sacrificial love. We must be teachers. We must also live an example that they can follow. The next point comes from Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The first godly father point is that a godly father is not a perfect father, but a present father. But a present father. The greatest example of fatherhood in the Bible is our Heavenly Father. Therefore, we can learn the greatest lesson on fatherhood in the Bible by looking at how our Heavenly Father treats us. One lesson that comes from God is is his promise. He will be our ever-present Father. God declared that wherever we go, I will be there for you. In short, I'm going to be present in your life. What I've learned from God's lesson in this example as a father is how important it is to be present in the life of my child. This is true for you as a father raising your children today, or even a grandfather. Being present means being available, actively involved, not just a passive onlooker. Children, believe it or not, aren't looking for perfect fathers. But children are looking for present fathers. The one thing God assures us time after time is his presence. His being with us gives us confidence that everything will be okay. While I can't be like God, I can be present in my children's life. And so can you be present in yours. Part of that is making your children a priority and showing up for moments in their life. This will require sacrifice, but as your child gets older, these are the things they will never forget. I can remember that as I was going through the divorce with my daughter's mother, I made a promise to my daughter that I would get her to every cheerleading practice and every football game. And at times it was a struggle because the job I had was a job working construction. And construction sometimes can go to 8 o'clock at night. And I was an inspector. So it was a struggle. But she'll tell you today, I did not miss one cheerleader practice. I did not miss one football game. I took chances on losing my job, but she was my priority. She was my priority. So as fathers and grandfathers, our children are to be our priority. And that is being present in their lives at all times. So we are to be every present father. We can't be perfect, but we can be present in their lives. The last point comes from Ephesians, First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17, and this is the ESV version. It says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So a godly father prays. To be a godly father, you need God's help. You can't do it by yourself. None of us are perfect dads. We are all works in progress. And despite the huge influence you have on your children, you don't actually control them. You can do everything right as a parent and still that's the potential of having a prodigal son or daughter. So we can't do everything right, but we need God's help. After all, God is actually a perfect father. And we still are all rebel. We still are all rebels against him from time to time. Therefore, out of love for our kids, you should pray. Pray with your children and pray for your children. Pray that they will grow to follow God and trust him. Pray for yourselves that you will know how to be a good father. James 1:5 says this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and he will be given to him. One of the greatest impacts I believe we can leave on a child's life that's everlasting is for them to see you or hear the Father praying. We've lost some great leaders in the past few years, great spiritual leaders. And every time they interview one of the leader's children, whether it be the son or the daughter, they will say this one thing. I will walk downstairs and hear my father praying. And that impacted me. Let your children hear you pray. Let them see you praying. That leaves a great impact on their lives. A lasting impact on their lives. Now, my final thought is to all fathers and grandfathers. And my prayer is for you is the same prayer I prayed as a father, that God will help you become the best father you can be. As I mentioned earlier, this will not always be easy, and you will not always be doing things perfect. But by embracing the role wholeheartedly, will be one of the greatest decisions in your life. Your children will be forever grateful that you did. So become a godly father before them.
Let's just pray into this area. Lead us and just let us pray as the Lord listens.
Father, we just come to you this morning as fathers, grandfathers, and even myself now as a great-grandfather, asking you to lead us and guide us, O Lord God. Help us to show that sacrificial love that our children will see. Help us to teach them the things that they need to know, Father, and the direction they need to take, Father. Help us to show them and teach them your word, Lord God. Help us to be the example that you've called us to be, Father, that will lead them to become godly children, godly sons and daughters, O Lord God, before you. Help us, O Lord God, to walk according to your will for our lives, O Heavenly Father. Give us the words to say, the prayers to pray, and the walk to walk, and the talk to talk, O Lord God, that will lead our sons and daughters into a godly life. And we just give you the glory, Father. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.